Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy, you're about to kick off another great show. Listen live on the radio or anytime on their new home, the Listener app. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Thursday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
I am salty.
Are ya? What are you salty about, Bickers?
I'm salty because this morning I was listening to you do radio around the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And you made an announcement.
Yes.
And you made an announcement on someone else's show, not ours. Mm.
Guess what? I'm going to do the announcement again next.
Well, don't get me to act all surprised and, oh, my God, that's amazing.
There's a lot that I didn't talk about on the various breakfast stations around the country this morning. Although, because there was quite a few breakfast stations, each of them got a bit of the info.
Yeah, so everybody knows but me.
Nah.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about
it. Well, you should listen to our breakfast shows.
Hey, it's hard to listen to all of them.
That is very true.
What we're about to do now is very exciting, though.
Some brand new music from Shawn Mendes. When you're gone, it's Carrie and Tommy for your first
time. Oh, no, do it when we're here.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is brand new stuff from Shawn Mendes. It's called When You're Gone. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday, Arvo.
What do you think the When You're Gone refers to?
Me off to London.
It was a good getting Shawn to pen you a
song.
Yes. Is it weird that he's saying when you're gone and he's not here? Like he's not
just
in Australia.
To hold on.
So you're not actually gone from him.
You know, with music, don't get bogged down. It's not literal sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's more figurative.
It's a bit artistic. Okay. hey, Bickers, you are not going to believe what I've gone out and done.
What have you done? What is this big announcement that I have not heard?
So the Melbourne International Comedy Festival kicks off.
Yes.
Right? And I'm doing my show, Grab Your Tickets, Come Along, Pretty Fly for a Dickhead, great stuff. And then I thought it would be fun to do an extra show and do the smallest show in the comedy festival. And so I've bought a limo and I'm going to...
Oh, my God!
I know. Oi, believe it, toots. It's happening.
I'm annoyed on multiple levels. Not only that you already revealed this on breakfast shows this morning, but I also... Yesterday you showed Jesse something and you said, look at what I've bought. And I didn't realise that now you were showing him what you've bought. Why wouldn't you show me?
Because I was going to tell you on air.
But why didn't you do that yesterday? Why do I have to be the last to know?
Because I was going to do it today. We didn't have space.
You think you're annoyed? I've been trying to find him a limo to buy.
Have you?
He sent me out to go. He said, look at this limo and this one. And then I was talking to another guy about a limo the other day.
You went out looking for limos for him?
Yeah, I've been hunting limos.
What do you think?
I looked at a 92 Lincoln the other day.
What do you think?
Actually?
Yeah.
What do you think we do in our spare time? And this one doesn't. This one's only got 600,000 Ks on it.
Oh, bargain.
I know. And because
you didn't
see
actually
it?
Send Jesse out to look. No, okay, you did, Tommy. You can't do that.
I didn't. I didn't. I don't.
You have enough people in your
life.
Don't
lie, because this will actually get me in trouble. I didn't send Jesse out.
It was a passion project. Yeah. I wanted to go limo shopping.
Jesse needed to go out and get me Speedos.
So you have bought a limo, and you are going to do a comedy show in this limo after your comedy show at the International Comedy Festival.
It's called the After My Show show.
And what happens at this show?
I pick two people from the audience each night, and so that's our audience.
Oh, this is not going to end well.
No,
this is
going
to be great.
And then we've got a band in the limo. So just like an American-style Tonight Show, we're building a desk in the limo and a cityscape behind me. And so I'm going to have a band next to me, and then we're going to have a guest that we pick up on a corner, and then we're going to have a comedian. And so each show is going to be streamed live.
Back to these guests that you put in there. Who picks the audience members?
I do.
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, your phone. I need you to open it again. Oh, I don't. Is this a good
idea? Tell us more about the limo.
I see what happens with the fans after the show with you.
Bought it off a guy called Victor.
Oh, my God.
Victor's the best, right?
Amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Oh, what's happened in that limo before?
Yeah, everything. Literally everything. People have died. People have been born. Everything.
What?
Yeah, everything's happened in this limo. Anyway.
Why are people being born in
never
there?
Never a late night show, though.
Yes, that's true. So we've already taken that. We're getting it all custom fitted out. So they've all done all 3D scans of the inside, and they're making all the furniture to go in it.
That is so fun. I can't believe I missed this.
Yeah.
I want to be a guest on your small tonight show.
Yeah. Well, the Brekkie Radio Show guys, they're going to be guests.
One of our producers wants to know, do you have security with you for the extra enthusiastic fans that want to come in?
There's unfortunately not enough room in the limo. But it's so great. And, of course, people ask me what I'm going to do afterwards with my limo.
Yes, what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to park it out the front of my house and it's just going to be an extra room. So
you could start ferrying people to and from formals and stuff.
All right, that's less fun for me. But this is so great because I've got unrestricted parking at the front. So it could just be like, hey, do you want to have a drink in the front room, which is just across the footpath in the limo? And we can sit around. You can fit 10 people in there. Sit around, chuck a screen up in it.
Will you use it for dates?
I mean,
it's a bit gross for dates, I reckon.
What? The limo that has had 600,000 Ks of people
red leather fornicating
and a mirror on the ceiling.
Mirror.
Can we ask, I'm keen to know about births and deaths in limos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say that's happened in that limo. How often is that happening? Can people call up if they've given birth in a limo?
Do you want to know what's gone down in the back of a limo?
I do. Well, yes. Sort of. You know what we need, guys. Call us with the good stuff. 13 1060. What went down in the back of the limo?
What happened in the back of your limo?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 13 1060. What went down in the back of the limo?
Yeah, because I bought one.
As you do.
And we're going to do a tonight show out of it, out of the back of it, next week for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we thought, what has
gone on? So go to Tom. If you do want to be in a limo with Tommy, go to his shows, because at his shows he's going to pick a couple of people from the audience, and then afterwards he's going to put you in the limo, another comedian, and tonight show is going to happen, the smallest tonight show on record.
Mm. Oh, where can we stream it?
The After My Show show. It's going to be streamed on Instagram.
Okay, great.
On your Insta?
Yeah.
Great.
On my Insta Live. G'day, Melody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Romani.
Good stuff.
Will shout outs to Romani happen in the limo?
Of course. Anything can happen in the limo, which is what we want to know about, Melody. What went down in the back of your limo?
Well, we were going to my hen's night about 9 years ago. We went there in the limo. All was good. We had a great time. We got there and a big family feud broke out. So when the limo driver picked us up at about 2 a.m., we all drove home just bawling our eyes out because we couldn't believe what happened.
What happened, Melody?
Just a family feud. Like, I won't go into detail, but it was just very hands-on.
Did someone
get married?
Oh my God, Melody!
Did someone sleep with someone they weren't meant to?
Oh no, nothing like that. It was just family stuff. Like, I think maybe pre-wedding tension. Could have just been that, but it was
the opposite of what is meant to happen in the back of a limo. It's meant to be people up and about, having a great time, and you're all sobbing. Yes.
Wasn't very fun.
Geez, that'd be shocking to open the door to.
I know.
When you close the door and it's like enjoy the party, and then just open, what happened? Did I take the corners too fast? What have I done? Who you got here?
We got Bo. Hey, Bo, what went down in the back of the limo?
Hey guys, congratulations on the limo, Tommy.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
No worries. So my mum fell into the back of Sylvester Stallone's limo.
Of course she did.
Course. How do you fall into the back of a limo?
Sylvester Stallone's very easily.
He was doing a movie premiere or something like that about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
She was like rushed into a crowd of fans. Yeah. And as a limo door opened, she fell into Sylvester's.
Oh, we cut out. No. I think he said she fell into Sylvester's lap.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
And so, Bo, is Sylvester Stallone, is he your dad?
Oh, I wish. Very cool.
Good on you, Bowie. Thank you. Do you remember the story, the story that Shannon Knoll told us about the woman that jumped in the back of their limo when they were doing Australian Idol?
Oh, yeah.
Are we not allowed to do that?
I don't know if I remember
about
that.
About the tattoos on the either side of the leg.
Oh, yeah, okay. Amity, what went down in the back of the limo?
Well, that was the story I was telling.
So it was about this time last year when me and five of my neighbours were going to see Tommy Little's stand-up show in the city, and my neighbours had organised a limo. We got in. The limo had literally got just to the end of the street when it had a car accident.
Oh.
I had my seatbelt on because I'm Miss Goody-Goody, but my neighbours didn't, and they went flying through the air. My neighbour cracked her ribs on my other neighbour's knee. And we still all managed to get to see your show and have a great time.
Oh. So,
woo!
Hey, Amity, are you coming to the show this year?
Well, I haven't got tickets yet. I'm not sure if if it's going to be a jinx thing or not, but yeah.
I reckon we should test it. Jesse can probably hook you up with tickets if you want to come along.
Why don't you pick Amity up in the limo so she gets to relive her experience?
No, thank you.
Tickets are yours. Catch Tommy Little's new show, Pretty Fly for a Dickhead, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 31 to April 24.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Sarvo. And coming up very soon, we're going to meet another finalist for Game Set Cash. They're going to potentially win $5,000, all thanks to Tennis Australia.
Potentially.
No, someone going to win $5,000.
Well, but potentially this person we're talking to.
But somebody.
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Now I'm confused. Yep. So stay tuned.
Someone's winning $5,000.
Yes.
Yes.
And potentially it will be someone.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's Game, Set, Cash.
Get him.
At play.tennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. You can find your local tennis court and book within minutes.
Because this is so fun, we are getting a bunch of lucky people putting them together on a tennis court, hitting some balls over the net until they hit a can that is placed on the other side of the net. And in that can is $5,000. And if the person can knock it down, that money's theirs. One of these hopeful people is Faria. G'day, Faria.
Hi, how are you guys?
Look, we're so good. But more importantly, what are you going to do with $5,000?
Oh my goodness, what am I not going to do? And I'm in shopping city of the world, so I'll just go shopping. Honestly, it's been so long.
Are you in New York?
Oh yeah. Oh. Come on guys, we got to give Melbourne a bit more cred than that. But yeah, for sure. Just a bit more shopping, bit of beauty stuff. Definitely for my hair.
Faria, I had a real chuckle when I read what happened to you when you used to play tennis when you were younger. Tell us what happened when you went to serve.
Yeah, so I wish I could say it was younger. It was literally like not very long ago. So
I thought this was when you were a kid. Okay, so this was recently. Good.
Recently, I rarely play tennis ever. I rarely play any sports, and I was dragged there and, there I was. I was meant to serve and I hit it as hard as I could because I thought that's what Wimbledon people do. And then literally like it went missing. Like it just disappeared. We couldn't find it anywhere. My tennis partner, myself, the other girls on the court, we looked everywhere.
You could not find the ball that you just served.
I'm not kidding. Like it literally was like vanished. And then we looked and I'm like, all right, cool. It's all good. And then I'm driving home and then it fell out of my hair buns.
Barry, do you have a lot of hair?
Do you know what? If I don't brush my hair, which I actually didn't that day, it is the biggest crow's nest that you'll ever see.
Well, if you're using tennis balls in it, it's a lot.
That's
absolutely.
And Faria, is yours? Because Carrie's is like a pool product, her hair. Some of it is hers. Some of it's horse hair. Some of it is just random bits of pieces she's picked up off the ground and they kind of clip it all in. Is yours all yours or is yours a pool product as well?
Carrie is like my soulmate then because it's all my hair and it's just...
Now, Carrie's got some goat hair in there. Carrie's got a wild bunch of
animals.
Even
better. Hey, it's all my hair with a bunch of other things. You're right. Yes.
We can't wait to... have you checked if there's nothing else just in your hair now?
Oh my gosh, do I dare? Should I do? I need to wear a face mask.
Faria, don't worry about it. You get your butt down to the tennis court, and when we play game, set, cash with you, Tommy can have a little rummage around and check that there's nothing else in there.
Good on you.
Finders keepers, Faria.
Thank you, Tommy. You're going to be my new hairdresser. Awesome.
Right, we'll see you.
So much fun.
We'll see you there.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
At playtennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. You can find your local tennis court and book within minutes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is still a dire situation over in Ukraine at the moment, and it's hard to know what to do from afar. One man who knows exactly what needs to be done is Dan Russell, who's a Polish Aussie bloke living in Warsaw. He's currently at the Poland-Ukraine border and he's just getting shit done. Yep. He's going between Lviv and Warsaw, helping refugees safely escape, making sure people have shelter and food and supplies and all of those things that are so needed there at the moment. His team have been doing it all through donations made from people all around the world, and he joins us now on the line. Hi, Rusty.
G'day, Gary. How you going?
Oh, we're good, mate. Gosh, you're amazing. How did you get involved in doing all this?
Cheers for the wrap. But it all started, I've got a Ukrainian girlfriend, and we were sort of watching it all on the news, and being so close in Poland, it just sort of seemed like the right thing to do. And we got in the car and just started driving and started picking up her family members and bringing them back to Poland. And it snowballed from there.
So, Rusty, obviously you're spending day in, day out around people who have, I'm assuming, lost loved ones in this war. What kind of stories are you hearing?
Oh, man, you're absolutely hearing just horror stories, stuff that you shouldn't hear to the ears. But everything you could imagine, from lost at parents, you've got children walking around. I'm meeting kids that are 12 years old that can't find their sisters or their mothers. You've got people coming here with they're in wheelchairs, their grandmas, and they can barely move, and they can't find their children. They're lost. Eh? It's shocking. Every day, it's just tears. It's pretty horrendous, man. Watching the people come from these war-stricken spots, man. It's next level.
We hear so many stories which complicate things which seem simple in the area. For example, we did a story on the project and it was about them opening up safe passage to get the civilians out. But the second measure or second reason for doing that was to, in fact, get tanks in. Is everything more complicated than it seems?
Yeah, it's really hard to digest what's real and what's not, and you really only find out from exploring and trialing the options. We've got a fair bit of information from networks and building groups and communicating with people that are there on Facebook groups, and we speak to a lot of the people that are in the homes that are stuck and that are locked into towns, and we get a lot of our information from them.
Have you been fearful of your safety at any point? Like, have you been in some precarious situations?
You know, I was feeling pretty safe the whole time whilst in Lviv, until 3 or 4 days ago in Lviv, some missiles come down about a K away from us. And from that moment on, it did change. So that was the first time that we sort of felt pretty close to some imminent danger. Otherwise, before that, it was pretty fine in Lviv, yeah.
Some of the images we've seen coming out of the children in orphanages, and some of them you can tell are aware of what's going on. Others are so young that they have no understanding of what's going on. What do you do when you come across these kids? What do you do with them to give them a sense of perhaps a tiny bit of normalcy or some happiness in their day?
Oh, it's heartbreaking seeing it happen. Some of the good things we have done, though, is we actually took an orphanage to the zoo in Lviv. There was one nearby that some friends knew about, and we heard some shocking stories of some kids, 15-year-old kids, having driven from Mariupol on their own to make this orphanage in Lviv. And so we hired a bus in Lviv and actually took them out for a day to the zoo, had a barbecue. little things like that go a massive long way. And it was a really emotional day for the children, but it was beautiful to see the smiles on their faces and the little things that you can do. So little things like that we try and also spend the money from the donations on is a little bit of entertainment for the young ones.
And so, Rusty, what is it that, apart from a war stopping, that needs to happen? Is it a case of once people get to the border, they have safe passage, or is that just where a whole new range of problems start?
Oh mate, that's the thing. A lot of people are helping people get out, and then they sort of leave them halfway, and that's part of the problem, is going the full hog. And what we're trying to do is we'll get the people out, we'll rescue them, take them to the border, and then over the border in a comfortable bus as opposed to walking. And once they're across, we supply them with accommodation, housing, and ongoing support, whether it's to Germany, France. We've got lots of schemes that help with government resettlements, and we're negotiating and liaising with heaps of government authorities all around Europe. So continual support and assistance for the families that have got nothing, because you see them get across the border and they're absolutely stoked, but then you see the disarray and total confusion in their face when they have no idea and no money and no clue as to what to do from that moment on. And it's almost just as bad as seeing them come from a devastated town. So we try and support them the whole way through. We've got nearly 10 families that we're still supporting through living expenses and education and further progression to the next chapter.
Well, it's amazing work that you're doing, Rusty. Look after yourself as well, because I'm sure it's absolutely exhausting and incredibly emotional for you as well. There's so many people wanting to know how to donate. Head to chuffed.org and search Ukrainian refugees to donate there. Let's get the money number up for you so that you can help as many families as possible. Good on you, Rusty.
Oh, it's fantastic. No worries, Gary. Thanks, Tommy. Cheers, fellas.
Gary and Tommy. Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday arvo. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
You know, Evie asked me this morning if babies are born with clothes on.
That's funny.
It's cute to think about, isn't it? Because she's only ever seen a baby with clothes on, like little newborns.
Yes.
Because she was too young to remember when Addie was born, you know, like what those first few days were like. And she said, did they come out with clothes on? I was like, no, honey. How do you imagine they get dressed?
Yeah.
Inside the womb.
But maybe, because I'll demonstrate my lack of knowledge here. Is the placenta not something they are wearing, essentially?
Like a coat?
Yeah, but aren't they wearing like it and then they come through it?
Is that not how it works? No, the placenta is what they're feeding off.
Anyway, any more questions about pregnancies? 13, 10, 60.
Someone's wearing their placenta. They're in a sack.
Yeah, well, that's clothes.
A sack?
Yes. They just take their sack off because they're a bit embarrassed about it, and then come out into the world.
Actually, some babies are born in their sack.
There you go.
So some babies are born wearing clothes.
Yes.
There's the answer. Good. Glad we had that chat.
Up next, Australia's newest radio game that is taking everybody by storm.
Gary and Tommy. Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Gary and Tommy.
This has become actually one of my favourite segments we do each week. This one is where we play...
Guess what you've got.
You have to be a bit quicker.
Sorry, see, that was slow, man.
And one of the beautiful things about...
Oh, guess what you've got.
Jesse.
I'm sorry.
What has happened, bro?
Give it to me again.
One of the beautiful things about...
Oh, guess what you've
got. Jesse, what's happened?
He's now doing gear and it's not funny.
You want me to do the bit?
One of the beautiful things about our segment, Guess What You've Got, is that instead of
sacked.
Us playing audio and people have to guess what it is, callers call up and
guess what you've
give
got.
Us a sound. Yeah, give us, no, not yet. Give us a sound from either their car or at their home, and we've got to.
Guess what you've
got. Jeez, what's happening, bro? Do you want me to give you just a really bad example? So they would call in and go like this.
Yep.
And it would be a pen. Am I the only one playing now?
Why is Jesse like a few seconds behind us?
I don't know.
What was that the throw when Tommy was guessing, though?
Anyway, I've got one for us today. I'm going to play a bit of audio.
What's happened between you two?
Actually, now I've just realised this is me playing audio and now everyone rings up and guesses what I've got, which is the opposite of what this
you're
is.
You're doing secret sound.
I'm doing secret sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got audio.
That's why Jesse wasn't answering because he knows this is not.
Guess what you've got.
Okay, well, I pretend I'm a caller. I've called up.
Hang on.
We can role play. Okay. And I'll. Okay.
What do you want your name to be?
Rachel.
G'day. Yeah. Oh, you monk's sister.
Guess what you've got.
G'day, Rachel.
Hey, guys. Hey, Carrie. Hey, Tommy. Hey, that other guy.
Well, Carrie can't answer. You're Carrie. Anyway, hey, Rachel, welcome to...
Guess what you've got.
So have you got something there?
I do. I do. I recorded a sound in my house
not how the game works.
On the weekend. and
sounds like you are playing
Guess what
secret
you've got.
Sound. Sorry.
And I would love you all to...
Guess what you've got.
Okay. All right. Have a listen. Okay, hold on. Just turn up my sound.
Okay, be more prepared next time you call the radio station, please. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on. What do you think that is?
Oh, it's definitely a slapping noise. I reckon it is a spatula slapped on your own thigh as you prepare and warm up to do a hoedown.
Ooh, no, wrong. Okay. Jesse.
Is it something from the backyard?
No, this thing can be in the backyard, but it's not from the backyard.
Most things can be in the backyard.
Oh, Eli thinks he knows.
Yes,
Eli.
Skipping rope on a deck, is it?
Did you break your thongs and you were trying to clench your toes together and drag it along?
And it was flapping along. That sounds like it, doesn't it? But no, are wrong,
Eli. Is it exercise related?
It is. Oh, it actually, it can be.
Do you want to give us the sound again?
Yep, I'll give you the sound. Now, hold on. I just got to open my phone and stuff.
Just got to load up MS-DOS.
Okay, hold on. And here we go again. Okay.
That sounds skipping ropey or maybe a slappy hand. You know the slappy hand you can win from.
Yes.
What room of the house was it in?
It was, it moved from downstairs to upstairs.
It moved?
It moved.
It's a blue-tongued lizard.
No.
Grabbing flies off the glass. Slap, slap.
Would you like me to tell you? Do you want callers to guess or do you want them to call up with their items? What would you like?
I would like both. I would like callers to guess and then also have an item on hand and we can...
Guess what you've got.
Great. 13 10 60. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home. And on 13 10 60, we're playing Guess What You've Got.
Well, we're sort of not. I got the segment wrong.
Why?
I brought something thinking, oh my gosh, I can take part in Guess What You Got.
That's what Jesse says.
Oh, sorry. So I could take part in
Guess What You've Got.
Yes, but then I realise what's really happened is we're just doing secret sound and I've brought you a sound and people have to ring up and guess.
Oh, yeah, because they're meant to ring us.
With a sound and we're meant to guess it. But in this case, I'm playing the sound and they're guessing
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, for 1 week, it doesn't matter.
So we're playing Guess What I've Got?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're playing...
Guess What I've Got.
Great.
Or Guess What
Carrie's
Carrie's
okay.
Got.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want to welcome... Carla, welcome.
Hi.
Guess what Carrie's got?
Carla. should we just hold on before you guess? Yeah. Should we play the sound one more time for people?
And we've ruled out whipping your own buttocks, haven't we?
It sounds like I'm rocking back and forth on a chair. That was just me holding the sound into the microphone.
Carla, what do you think it... Hang on, sorry. Carla?
Guess what Carrie's got?
Is it a jumperoo, like a kid's jumperoo, jumping up and down?
Oh, the one you hang in the doorways.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got like a spring or something.
Oh, Carla, that is not what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about those bouncy balls where you hold the ears.
Oh, a hopper.
Are they a hopper?
Totem. No, a hopper.
And
there's another word.
Called something,
Totem.
So what is the jumperoo?
It's like a baby, a little toddler is harnessed in.
A slingshot.
It's connected up and they bounce up and down and up and down. It is not that, Carla. Sorry.
Great effort, though, Carla. G'day, Harvey. Welcome to...
Guess what Carrie's got.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's a ping pong ball on the table tennis table.
Let's have a listen to it again.
Harvey, how do you account for the squeaking?
The squeaking is my chair because I was getting excited when I was playing the audio into it.
Oh. Yeah.
I was just rocking back and forth.
It's multiple sounds.
Yes. Imagine the squeaking's not there. It's just the slapping bit.
So really, really we're playing...
Guess what Carrie's got, but not the squeaky bit.
Yes. It's really quite complicated. Yeah. So you think table tennis ball, Harvey?
Yes.
No, Harvey, it is not. What happens? I want to give someone this prize. What would happen if no one gets it?
Well, we change the game to Carrie. Tell us what you've got.
I reckon because it's given us a bit of a clue when she said slapping before.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it has to be a slapping of something. It can't be like a bouncing.
Do you think it has to, Matt? Do you think it has to be a slapping of something?
I think it's something you've left in the tumble dryer and it's slapping around as it goes around.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. It is not that, Matt. It is something that involves a human, a human's body part.
Just one person on their own?
Just one person on their own. Yeah. It's not what you're all thinking. Do you want to have a listen? Listen one more time to the slapping. Guys, can you stop with the actions doing?
It could be
you're amusing yourselves.
Well.
Have a listen. For, not the squeaky bit, the slapping bit in the background. Have a listen. That is my 14-year-old son.
Oh, God.
Quick, Jesse, grab.
And that is... his ankle clicking as he walks up and down the stairs.
No.
Uh-huh. That's what happens. Do you think I need to take him to the doctor?
Mum, don't come into my room. I'm walking up and down the stairs.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Every now and then I get to do an interview with someone and that interview stays with me for a long time after. There's something about the person that you've met that just touches your soul. You learn from them and you're amazed by them. And we're going to chat to one young woman who I had the chance of meeting a few years ago. She's gone on to do some incredible work and we're going to chat to her about that very soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, I have here some wellies. Would you like to tell the people what they are?
A bag of Skittles.
Incorrect.
Oh, a bag of Giants.
Whoa.
What are they?
They're Skittles. I mean, and what do they say in the corner?
All sour.
No,
it's making my mouth go funny. New.
New, yes, yes, yes. I think I should have just read out what was on the back.
What you got there, Tommy?
I have got Skittles Giants, and they say new in the corner, and underneath Giants they say three times bigger. Now, I'm going to open these.
Did we need Skittles to be bigger?
Well, here's the question I have.
Why don't they make something we've never asked for?
Here's the question I have. Have Skittles just taken over another lolly by making them bigger?
Because, my God. It's a Mentos.
I've now got a chew of Mentos next to it.
They're just Mentos in a bag.
Are giant Skittles
they're Mentos.
Just
Look
Mentos?
At them.
I know. They're exactly
Although
the same.
Although these Skittles are sour. Did you buy sour Mentos?
No.
That's the only way. Because they'll taste different.
I couldn't find sour Mentos.
Let me try the flavour.
Which one? Okay. Which one are you going to try?
I reckon if I close my eyes, I can tell you exactly what they are because one's sour and one's not.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Which one are you going to just try now?
Okay, I'll try the
sour with you.
Sour.
Oh my God. Mm.
Very Mentos-y.
Just me.
It's just a bit of ASMR of people having a lolly.
Are we just doing taste testing a lolly?
Jesse?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I've got a game. Yeah.
See? It was very sour.
I know, it's kicked in.
Hang on. The Mentos in just to...
to cleanse the palate.
Jesse, I've got a game for you.
Okay, great.
Jesse.
Yes.
You're going to have to shut your eyes because it's a bit those ones out.
Now?
Yeah, spin them out. Spin them out.
Right
just spin
now.
Them out in front of you. Yeah. Yeah, spin them out.
Spin them out.
I can't believe you did that. No, Jesse, you're going to shut your eyes.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie is going to chew either a Mentos or a giant Skittle sour, and you've got to guess whether she sounds like she's chewing something sour or not sour.
Okay, great.
It's gone in.
Chew.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
It's gone. Are you going to try and trick him? Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. So Carrie is chewing now, Jesse. Have a listen.
Ooh.
Oh, you are the worst.
Is she trying to, is that just a regular Mentos?
Yeah.
She's trying to make it sour.
She's trying, ooh, so sour.
She tried to. She first picked up a sour one and then went, no, wait.
Got him.
Oh, well, he had his eyes closed. Is that all we're doing? Is that done?
Yeah, we're done.
That's not radio.
But did you enjoy it?
It was yummy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our guest that we are about to speak to now is simply incredible. I first met her a few years ago when she appeared on TV and radio fighting out against some of the words from Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He'd come out saying, we do not need gender whisperers in our school. Let kids be kids. And Evie McDonald tweeted that there are thousands of kids in Australia that are gender diverse and we don't deserve to be disrespected like that through tweets from our Prime Minister. She went on to speak about how she went to a Christian school and had to pretend to be a boy and spend weeks in conversion therapy. She says, we get one childhood and mine was stolen from me by attitudes like this, which is heartbreaking to read. It makes me incredibly sad, but she is a powerhouse and she's in a series called First Day, which has won all these amazing awards, Emmys and everything. It is a series depicting transgender student Hannah, who's played by Evie, first year at Hillville High. It was released in 2020. The season is back, a second season of First Day, and Evie McDonald joins us now. Welcome, Evie.
Thank you for having me.
So nice to hear you again. It's been years since we last chatted. I'm so amazed at everything you've been doing. How has it been acting in this role?
It's been an amazing experience. I'm so thankful for this opportunity.
Can you tell us a little bit about the series? And for people that didn't see the first season, some of the journey that it takes the viewer on.
Well, it goes into the life of a 13-year-old schoolgirl who's just starting high school. And it just shows you some of the things that she might go through as a trans woman.
And Evie, is this the first time that, forgive me if I'm clumsy with these words, that someone who has transitioned is then playing a trans character?
No, I don't believe this is the first time something like that has been done, but I believe it was the first lead TV series in Australia.
And is that important? Is that important? Can you explain to idiots like me why that is important?
Well, I think it's so important that people that are trans get to grow up watching people like them on TV. It's so important that that representation is shown so that we also feel included.
Can you talk us through, Evie, some of the challenges? Obviously, this is a series about a student, Hannah, and it's not your life story, but I'm sure there are many similar themes and experiences that you went through yourself. And having chatted to you, I found it so eye-opening to hear you talk about what life was like at school and how hard some of those years had been. Can you talk us through some of the challenges you had early on? Because you knew from a very young age that you wanted to transition, didn't you?
I did. I always knew there was something else that I needed to be, and I knew that I was always Evie inside. And I guess some of the struggles that I faced with believing and knowing that was that people didn't understand, and it was ignorance. It was the fact that people weren't ready to listen and learn. And that was what was really hard for me and my family, is that there was no information out there. There was no research. There was barely even an article that you could find that didn't lead back to something negative. And it was really hard for my parents to be able to understand what I was trying to say to them because there was no knowledge out there.
I can imagine, Evie, it's even harder. Carrie was talking to me about your mum just before we came back on air, and she said how incredible she was. And I can imagine if what you experienced was tough, it must be even harder for kids out there who then don't have supportive parents around them.
I will never understand how hard it must be for them, but my love does go towards them because it is really hard to transition, but then to not have support from the people that are supposed to support you unconditionally would be absolutely devastating.
Hey, Evie, you went to a Christian school, and there's been the horrible controversy in the last few weeks around City Point Christian College in Brisbane. It has brought up a huge amount of, made a lot of people distraught and a lot of students there incredibly, incredibly sad that that is the school they're going to and how, I guess, unaccepting they are as a community. How did you feel watching all this play out, knowing what you went through going through a Christian school yourself?
It's really hard for me to understand why somebody can't accept somebody for who they are. And that was something I struggled with growing up was, why can't somebody listen and learn? I get that we have different views, but I wasn't Christian, but I went to a Christian school and I participated in all my religion subjects, and I was ready to learn and listen to what they had to say. Why couldn't they give me the same back? You know, I'm the person and I deserve respect, and I didn't understand why they couldn't give that.
Hey, Evie, just quickly on the show, I'm just looking where the first series was released. The US, the UK, Canada, Brazil, Denmark, Finland, France, Ireland, Israel, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, Sweden, Taiwan.
Amazing.
Is that mind-blowing to realize that you're on screens in all those parts of the world?
I can't fathom it. It's been insane.
Have you visited many of those places?
I actually have never left Australia.
Haven't you?
No, I've never left Australia.
Are you getting fan messages from those joints?
I get them every day. It's really strange to know that, like, there are people in places that I haven't even been that know who I am. It's something else, I'll tell you that.
Out of all those places that we mentioned, you said you get the fan mail. Is there one place that's really kicked off? Like, are they crazy for it in Finland or something?
I've seen a lot of stuff in Japan. Like, people in Japan are really loving it.
Ah.
I think it's been a really positive experience, seeing that they don't really have a lot of diversity in their country, and that's what I'm hearing from them.
Japan's awesome. You got to go.
You got to say to Mum, that's the first place we're going.
Yeah.
It was such a pleasure meeting you guys all those years ago, and I'm just, love seeing what you're doing now. Keep doing what you're doing. And, we're very grateful and thankful to have someone like you in the world.
Thank you so much.
Evie McDonald stars in season 2 of First Day, premieres today on ABC Me and ABC iView.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And, guys, I know it's not Friday, but...
Oh.
We've got something to celebrate.
Timmy. Yeah, we're going to knock the top off a frothy early this week because tonight is the start of Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes, it is. Woo! Yes, it is. Big month of fun and in the town of Melbourne, beautiful city coming alive for the comedy festival. Come and see my show.
I saw a little...
Here we go.
Sorry, I spoke right over the bed here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with... the work of
Timmy Trumpet
yes, as much as I should be.
You are familiar with the work of Timmy
Trumpet. No, I am, but not as good to know the drop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Be fair to Timmy, he's got quite a few drops.
Does he?
Yeah.
I saw you show me a little bit of the beginning of your show, what happens when you come out on stage. You certainly next leveled it.
Yes, I've made it. I've spent so much on the production that it's impossible to break even on ticket sales.
Great.
So please come. There's fire, there's giant lights, and there's then some jokes in the middle.
And someone else who's also at Melbourne International Comedy Festival we're going to chat to next, Georgie Carroll.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, we've had her on the show before. We absolutely love her. Comedian, nurse, Georgie Carroll.
Oh, yay, me.
Yes, it's you. Yeah. It's so nice to see you in the face.
I know. We did see each other's faces a couple of weeks ago in Adelaide.
Yes, which you won Best Comedy at the Adelaide Fringe. Congratulations.
I did.
Amazing.
I know. Comedy's too easy now. Like, I've got to find something harder.
I mean, but
maybe you're just bloody good at your job.
Have you stopped nursing?
I went back a bit in the COVID, didn't I? Just
because the last dried up.
It sounds very philanthropic, but I just thought I should help. But I didn't want to meet a COVID, so I went and gave injections.
Oh,
because they're mostly not COVID riddled.
What do you give injections? What do you mean?
Well, there's this thing called a vaccine. Don't know if you've heard of it.
What do you mean? Tell me more. Do people know about this thing?
Most people love them.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust it.
Have you delivered babies?
I've been there at one, but I didn't really deliver it. I just watched and then cried.
Oh.
I had two babies, and I couldn't honestly tell you which hole they came out of. I am not a midwife.
Right, right. I can tell you, and I'm not a midwife. But you wept with joy.
Yes.
Oh, it was, and it such was a ginger. Beautiful experience.
It was born a ginger. There was one for my
cute.
Tribe.
Oh.
So, yeah, it came out bright ginger. I was like, oh, winner.
Hey, speaking of your tribe, do you know Carrie is just about to go over and live in the UK for 3 months?
I know. I was listening to your accent thinking I need a few, because I want to come back with a full English accent so people think I'm a complete knob.
Mm. You've been before though, I reckon, haven't you? You know.
Yeah, not long enough. You know, it's not all great though, you know.
Well, I've been here 13 years and I've not got the accent. I've not got this accent.
No, I was going to say you've
I'm not Aussie yet.
Definitely got
I'm citizen. I'm one of you. In the Olympics, I'd run for you lot. Do you know what I mean? I am definitely an Aussie. But
have you got much Aussie words that you say or anything? Is there anything where you turn Aussie without meaning
bathers.
To? Bathers.
Bathers,
yeah.
Bathers would be one.
What do you? What's the non-Aussie word for
the proper word is swimming costume.
Oh, cozzy.
Do you say the full thing, swimming costume?
You say a swimming costume, yeah.
That sounds so funny because it doesn't sound like bathers.
I've been trying to get the hang of your swimming thing. Have you just learnt to swim or something?
Yeah.
Is swimming, what is that about? Give him more than that. Don't just say you've just learnt
to swim. And then he said he's swimming to Belgium.
Yes.
Which I don't know how far that
is. What do you mean? You've got it.
Yeah, but I can't believe you're only just learning to swim. It's like...
Well,
that's what's insane about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a superpower. Like if everyone else could fly and you'd not bothered learning to fly.
But I feel
it's like
that,
isn't it?
Yes.
I feel like we need to separate being Australian and not being able to swim and being from the UK and not being able to swim. Because if you're from the UK can't swim, you get dropped in water and you die. And if you're in Australia and you can't swim,
you're a weirdo.
You're just not great at swimming.
Yeah. Is that all right?
You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, good on
like
you.
Everyone it's never can too late swim. To learn. Like my 6-year-old can swim and he can't swim, you know?
Newborns can swim.
Exactly.
Newborns, I don't know. I really question the ethics of the person who found that out.
The one that threw in the newborn.
If you just throw a baby in water, don't do this at home. If you throw a baby in water, it's meant to just swim.
I don't know about that, is it?
But somebody at some point thought, let's see if it works or not. And they just threw a baby in the water.
I know Laurie Lawrence is a swimming instructor. He loves a bit of a throw in the water. But I didn't know, does he do it so young as babies?
Newborns,
freestyle or breaststroke? Or
butterfly.
It's flippery. That was more of a visual medium.
You've got your show for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Then where it is next?
Do you know,
you're
lucky to get tickets. I'm telling you, I've sold out until next Tuesday already.
Bloody hell.
It's just happening, man. I'm going to need a bigger tent.
Bloody hell. Where are you?
In a basement. That could explain why it's selling out. I'm in a basement at the Euro.
And it's
basically me saying that I should be the new leader of nursing, that Florence Nightingale should be knocked off a perch.
So you're starting riots?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I read a book to my daughter that's all about the famous, amazing women over history.
And
Florence
I'm not in
Nightingale's
it yet.
Been up there, but I have to rip her page out and put yours in.
Well, yeah, I wrote a book. Florence wrote a book. Mine's funnier. Hers was dull as it was just about washing your hands and cutting the death rate of soldiers in Crimea.
Washing hands. She was ahead of her time.
She really was. Yeah.
Well, grab tickets while you still can. Georgie Carroll, if you want to see the show, comedyfestival.com.au. It's always fun. Thanks, Georgie.
Thanks, bye.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.